On the Thunder Line from REO Speedwagon, heading to Thunder Country Bethelwood Center for the Arts. This Saturday, we are saying good morning to Bruce Hall. Bruce, welcome to Thunder Country.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. Nice to be here.
We are looking forward to this show, the Love on the Run Tour. And let's start out with asking you, how is this tour going, working together with Pat Benatar?
Well, it's been just fabulous. We're having a really great tour this summer with Pat and Neil, her husband, and we're old pals. We've worked together before in 1995, and the people that come to the show so far have really, I mean, I think they leave kind of hoarse. They seem to know all the songs and sing them about as loud as you can sing them. So it's fun. It's been a ball.
And this is great because there are full sets by both REO Speedwagon and Pat Benatar, so this is destined to be a great evening.
Oh yeah.
And I was looking at the biography, and I myself an REO Speedwagon fan from way back. But you call yourselves working musicians, and it was interesting because it says REO Speedwagon is a confounding blend of consistency and change. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I can see where they came from with that. Yeah, we do work. We work hard. We don't really stop. We give ourselves small little vacations, like, you know, a week maybe, but there's not a lot of rest, which is good. I mean, honestly, we pride ourselves on being good at what we do. And we've been working also, we're finishing up a Christmas record that we working on that in our off time a little bit.
Hold on a second. Time out. An REO Speedwagon Christmas record?
Oh, yeah. Wait till you hear it. I mean, we put out some of it last year, but we just finished it up not long ago, about a month ago, and you'll be surprised. It's really something.
Cool. Nothing like getting ready for Christmas in August.
Yeah.
Well, that was the weirdest part about it, is that, you know, here we are doing Christmas songs in spring, April and May, and it's like, didn't seem quite right, but that's what you have to do in order to get the product out, you know. So.
Absolutely. Interesting. Now, you talked about how hard REO Speedwagon works. And we're on the Thunder Line with Bruce Hall from REO Speedwagon, heading to Thunder Country this Saturday evening with Pat Benatar at Bethelwood Center for the Arts, the Love on the Run Tour.
Yeah.
But working so hard, when you count it up, you're talking dozens of albums, and it's got to be reaching into the thousands of concerts. What's the ride been like?
Well, it's been, you know, luckily everyone in our band this is pretty much what we had in mind when we started being in bands, is we wanted to make this our life's work. You know, we wanted to be musicians. There wasn't really much of anything else that we really wanted to try to be. So we've been very fortunate in the fact that we get to live our dream. You know, we get to play music for a living. And it's for me, I've had a... It's been a ball. I mean, I can't say anything more than that. It's been like I wake up every day, and sometimes I have to pinch myself, going, "Guys, I'm still getting to do what I love to do," and I feel very fortunate, to tell you the truth.
Well, it comes out in the performances, and if we could put you on the spot with all these years and all those concerts, who would you say would be the most interesting band or performer that you with REO Speedwagon have performed with?
That's a good question. Well, honestly, let's think of that. Well, I can think of some of, like, Live Aid, when we did that a long time ago.
Yep.
That was, we did Roll the Changes at about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning at Philadelphia Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Schaefer was on the organ, he was on the piano. We had the Beach Boys singing, and they were singing the backgrounds with us on the Keep on Rolling parts. And who else was out there? There was somebody else out there that day. I can't remember offhand, but that was pretty weird. That was a different one. It wasn't one band that I can think of offhand. But and then one time in England, we had John Entwistle, who was on stage with us
from The Who.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was awesome. And Alvin Lee of 10 Years After was playing with us at the same time. So I think it's not so much bands, it was probably people that have come to play with it.
You know, you mentioned Live Aid, and you look down the list. Here at Thunder 102, we really are so proud of our listeners, our Thunderheads. And when it comes to to charity, to helping those in need. They are always there. As a matter of fact, prior to heading up to broadcasting from the front gate at Bethelwood Center for the Arts on Saturday, we will be at our Home of the Free Because of the Brave Radiothon to raise money for the Committee for the Families of Iraqi and Afghanistan War Vets. But I looked down the list. Live Aid, of course, that huge benefit concert. You guys performed at a concert to benefit Port Authority workers after 9/11. Seems like REO Speedwagon very involved in giving back.
Oh, yes. We believe in that. We believe that we're in a position to help people organize sometimes. You know, and it's just it's the right thing to do, just being a human, helping each other out. And sometimes there's more, I think, that we would like to do from time to time. But, you know, we're kind of limited with places we can be. We can't be everywhere at once. So, but a lot of times we help people. We help flood victims raise money. We've helped people who've had their school burned down raise money, kids who lost their school. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and you do it because you know it's the right thing to do. That's why.
You got to be commended on the effort that REO Speedwagon puts forth. I do have to let you know, I was talking with a gentleman by the name of Big John, a regional band, Iron Cowboy, that performs a lot here in Thunder Country. Told him we were going to be speaking with you. And he said something that jumped right out at me. And I mean, it was immediate. He said, that guy sang on my favorite REO Speedwagon song. And you know what, Bruce? It's my favorite one, too. And, of course, I'm talking about Back on the Road Again.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a funny. I mean, we've been doing that song. We do it live every night when we play. I wrote that song when I was a kid. Gosh, I was about 17 years old, and it was came to me in about 5 minutes. It was real quick. And I played it in most of the bands I've ever been in. I played it in bands before I was ever in REO Speedwagon.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want you to give away any set secrets, but is it safe to say then you will be performing that song that night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. Cool. I think everybody's going to... We play the songs that people expect and want us to play. So, like I said before, between the two bands, between Pat Benatar and REO Speedwagon, people will have... They'll probably know the words to almost every song that's played all night.
Fantastic. Man, this is going to be a great show. We are so excited about this, looking so forward to you coming to Thunder Country. And Bruce, can you do me a favor?
Sure, what can
okay,
you?
I know you've got some stroke, but Michelle, who's with me now, and Mike Sakel, who's on in the afternoon here on Thunder 102.
You bet.
Yeah, well, see if they can maybe get on stage and do a tuba solo during Keep On Loving You.
No problem.
All right.
Who plays, does Michelle play tuba?
Michelle?
Well, I will learn.
Kazoo, we can get you kazoo.
All right. I do the triangle very well as well.
Triangle?
Yes.
Oh, Bruce. Oh, boy. You don't know what floodgate you're opening up here, buddy. Believe me. Now you are safe, though, because Mike Sakel, now that I think about it, he can't fit in a tuba. Hey, Bruce. We are looking so forward to this. REO Speedwagon, Pat Benatar, Love on the Run Tour, Bethel Woods, Center for the Arts. This Saturday night, we will be there broadcasting live from the front gate. And again, looking forward to it. Congratulations and hats off for everything that REO Speedwagon does. And again, welcome to Thunder Country.
Yeah, you betcha, Paul. Thanks, buddy.